愿大家平安。
May peace be with all.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
这个地方讲保罗说要以我们为基督的执事为神奥秘式的管家。
Here Paul says to consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
我们被神拣选是有目的的。
There was a purpose for why we were chosen by God.
圣经说我们是器皿，神是窑匠。
The Bible says that we are the vessels and God is the potter.
那窑匠造这个器皿是有目的的。
And for the potter to create this vessel, there is a purpose.
那达到这个目的就叫做我们人生很有意义。
And to be able to achieve this purpose means that our lives will have meaning.
那其中神造我们有一个目的就是要做他的管家。
And one of the reasons why God creates us is to become stewards of Him.
这个管家就是表示有一个主人。
And to become a steward is to means that we have a master.
那他就是在侍奉这一个主人。
And we will be serving this master.
如果今天一个人大学毕业。
Today, if someone graduates from college.
你问他说你在做什么？
You ask them, what are you doing?
我在做管家。
And the person will reply, I am being a steward.
很可能人不会直接讲，但是心里会想，你怎么会做这个工作？
Perhaps you may not directly ask them, but you will ask yourself, why are they doing this job?
因为这不是最理想的工作。
Because this is not the ideal job.
但是当我们回到信仰里面。
But if we return to our faith,
如果神验证我们让我们能够做管家，这是恩典。
If God has approved us, then we will become His steward.
这也是机会。
And this is an opportunity.
为什么？
And why?
虽然我们是管家，
even though we are stewards,
但是问题是主人是谁？
The problem is, who is our master?
如果主人是人，那也没有什么特别。
If our master is a human being, then it's not very special.
那如果主人是神，哇，这就不得了了。
But if our master is God, then this is wonderful.
我们一个很卑微的人，竟然能够来侍奉神。
As such lowly people, we are able to serve God.
这是神看中我们，我们才有这个机会。
It is because God has approved of us, and so we have this opportunity.
如果神不看重我们，根本就没有那个机会。
If God does not approve of us, then we have no opportunity.
所以我们看保罗他在感谢什么。
So let us look at what Paul is giving thanks for.
哥林多前书十五章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第十节。
Verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
第九节。
Verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
这个第十节讲，我今日成为何等人，这是神的恩典。
In verse 10, it says, It is by the grace of God that I am what I am.
那到底保罗是何等人？
And so, who is Paul?
他为什么会讲这是神的恩典？
Why does he say that this is the grace of God?
保罗被神拣选去传福音。
Paul was chosen by God to preach the gospel.
他说我是基督的大使。
He said that I am the ambassador of Christ.
你讲60年代、70年代，美国是全盛、最强盛的时间。
in the 60s and 70s, America was in its peak.
你如果被美国政府派做大使, 哇, 这个是很荣耀的一件事情。
If you were chosen to become an ambassador during this time, then it would be a very glorious thing.
啊, 甚至, 啊, 我们到80年代去非洲拿美国的护照。
In the 80s, when we brought our American passports to Africa,
啊, 那个非洲的移民官, 哦, 你从美国来的, 还是很惊讶。
The immigration workers were very surprised that we came from America.
哦, 但这是地上的。
But this is very worldly.
哦, 那我们所敬拜的神,
But the God whom we worship,
哦, 他是全能的。
Is Almighty.
所以能够做神的大使,
so to be able to become the ambassador of Christ.
这个是非常荣耀, 非常尊贵的。
This is very glorious and very precious.
啊, 那保罗在讲, 我从前是逼迫教会的。
And Paul says that I persecuted the church of God.
所以他说我是罪人的头。
So he says that I am the head of the sinners.
啊, 是最重的。
And I have the most severe sin.
那现在, 神有诸般的忍耐把他罪赦免了。But
with God's great patience, he has forgiven Paul.
啊, 如果要, 我们要, 人要找工作, 哦, 这个公司先去, 啊, 来check你, 你过去的经, 啊, 你的资料。
When we are applying for jobs, 哦, the company will always do a background check on you.
哦, 我一发现你过去是逼迫基督徒的。
And if they realize that before you were persecuting Christians,
那主耶稣是主人, 他怎么会用你呢?
And if Jesus was the master, then how would he want to hire you?
哦, 但是, 啊, 这里讲, 啊, 神不但赦免他,
but here it says that God showed grace towards him.
啊, 然后神在用他当作神的大使,
but also used him to become an ambassador. 哦,
当然这个都要从属灵上来看, 才会有这样的感觉。
And of course, we all have to view this in a spiritual perspective.
那如果从属世来看,
but if we look at this from a worldly perspective,
别人就觉得保罗是癫狂了,
then we will feel like Paul is out of his mind.
那保罗自己也觉得说, 我如果癫狂,
and Paul will think that I am out of my mind because of God.
癫狂就是跟大家不一样。
To be out of your mind is means to be different from everyone else.
你是法利赛人, 是社会的上层的人。
You are a Pharisee, one of the elite in society.
哦, 他是工会的议员, 在政治场合里面, 他是有影响力的。
And in a public setting, he has influence.
他是最好的老师, 最好的学校毕业的。
He is the best teacher and the best graduate from school.
但是现在竟然去服侍耶稣。
But now he goes to serve Jesus.
被钉十字架的耶稣。
The Jesus who was crucified.
哦, 大家没有办法了解啊,
and no one can understand this.
哦, 所以把他看作他是跟人不一样, 不正常, 是癫狂。
So they view him as someone who is different and someone who is out of his mind.
那是保罗觉得这是恩典。
But Paul believes that this is God's grace.
哦, 所以我们完全在乎, 我要站在世界来看我, 我还是我要站在神的立场来看我。
So we can choose to view ourselves from a worldly perspective or from God's perspective.
哦, 所以侍奉神, 啊, 如果从圣经的观点来看, 这确实是很大的福气。
So serving God from the biblical perspective, this is a great blessing.
哦, 但是当我们要开始侍奉神,
but once we begin to serve God,
下一个问题就是, 那我要怎么做?
The next question is, how do we serve?
哦, 所以, 啊, 如果我们回到哥林多前书的第四章,
so if we turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
啊, 第一节,
verse 1,
说这个是神奥秘式的管家,
it says that we are the stewards of the mysteries of God.
啊, 奥秘式,
the mysteries.
哦, 神的奥秘, 啊, 神的奥秘式,
the stewards of the mysteries of God.
啊, 如果教会是指着会堂,
if the church refers to the chapel,
啊, 那会堂真的有很多琐事,
then the chapel has many logistics.
啊, 但是里面没有什么奥秘,
but there aren't many mysteries.
啊, 但是如果教会, 啊, 是指的它是神的家,
but if the church refers to God's house,
啊, 那个就是有奥秘啊,
then that is a mystery.
因为家长就是神啊,
because the head of the household is God.
如果教会是耶稣的身体，
and if the church is the body of Christ,
这个也是奥秘啊。
Then this is also a mystery.
因为耶稣是头。
Because Jesus is the head.
他来到教会，头在哪里看不见呢？
When you come to church and you try to find the head, you cannot see it.
所以有一个其他教会的信徒后来在我们教会受洗。
So there was a believer who was once a member of another church.
他说你们教会的传道太谦卑了，谦卑到别人看不起。
He mentioned that our preachers are too humble so that no one looks up to them.
因为他在一般教会很久。
It is because he attended another church for a very long time.
那其他教会里面呢，当牧师他大概是教会的头。
And as in another church, he was the pastor of that church.
好像是头一样。
And just like the head.
但是当我们进到圣经里面来看。
But once we look into the Bible,
我们了解这个奥秘。
And we understand this mystery.
我们知道工人是为信徒设立的。
We know that the servants were the workers are created for the members.
所以了解这个奥秘，再了解神，我们就知道要怎么来侍奉神。
And by understanding this mystery and also God, we understand how to serve God.
如果教会是心腹，基督的心腹。
And if the church is the bride of Christ.
然后主耶稣是新郎。
And if Jesus Christ is the groom.
那这就是奥秘了。
Then this is a mystery.
所以我们今天的侍奉不只在会堂里面我们更重要，我们的侍奉是在教会里面。
So our servitude is not limited to just being in the chapel, but it is throughout the entire church.
所以这个侍奉是奥秘的。
And so this serving is a mystery.
因此我们要侍奉神，一定要对神有认识。
So in order to serve God, we must know Him.
那我们的侍奉才会蒙神悦纳。
And only in this way will we please God in our servitude.
所以这里讲我们是神奥秘式的管家。
So here it says that we are the stewards of the mysteries of God.
那到第二节我们回来看哥林多前书第四章的第二节。
And now let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
那如果我要侍奉神，到底神要求我什么？
If I want to serve God, what does God require of me?
就是要有忠心。
And this verse tells us that we must be faithful.
那什么叫做忠心？
And what does it mean to be faithful?
那我们现在就看圣经里面的观念跟世界真的差很多。
And now we will see how the biblical perspective differs greatly from the worldly perspective.
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
二十一节。
Verse 21.Chapter 25, verse 21. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
这个地方讲主人给仆人五千。
Here it says that the master gave his servant 5,000.
英文是
5 talents.
那个仆人就赚了五千。
And the servant earned 5 talents.
然后主人讲你又良善又忠心的仆人。
And he said, well done, good and faithful servant.
那你可以享受主人的快乐。
You can enter into the joy of your Lord.
好，那我们现在再看二十三节。
And if we look at verse 23.His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
那这个两千的也赚了两千。
And the person who received 2 talents also earned 2 talents.
那主人跟那个赚五千的讲的完全一样，你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
The master told the servant the same thing that he was a good and faithful servant.
我们今天如果去汽车经销商做销售员。
Today if we go to a car dealer and meet a salesperson.
那 第一个销售员啊，一个月卖了五部车子。
And if the first salesman has sold 5 cars.
那第二个销售员一个月卖了两部车子。
And the second salesman has sold 2 cars.
你看这个公司对这两个人的待遇绝对不一样。
We can see that the way the company treats these salesmen is very different.
因为他的成绩不一样。
Because their results are different.
这是世界上啊人的想法。
And this is the worldly thinking.
哦，但是对神来讲
，But speaking from God's perspective,
五千的跟两千的啊，神的看法是一样。
Between the men who earned 5 and 2 talents, they were viewed the same.
因为他只得五千嘛，所以他赚五千。
Because the man only received 5 talents, so he earned 5.
他只得两千，所以他赚两千了。
And the other man received 2 talents, and he earned 2 other talents.
都很忠心了。
And both of them were very faithful.
哦，都尽他们的本分了。
They did their part.
哦，所以，忠心是什么
？So what does it mean to be faithful?
就是神给我们的才能啊，我们给我们多少，我们就是尽量把它发挥出来，这样就对了。
That means that however much talent God has given us, we try our best to use all of it.
哦，所以神看的是我们有没有尽力，而不是看结果。
So God looks at whether we have put in our effort and not the result.
哦，因此结果不是我们能控制的。
Therefore, our results are not something that is in our control.
哦，但是我们有没有尽我们力量，这是我们能够控制的。
But whether we have put in our utmost effort is in our control.
好，我们现在看保罗的侍奉。
And now let us look at the servitude of Paul.
使徒行传。
Acts.
的二十章。
Chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
23节 24节
Verse 23 and 24 Except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that the chains and tribulations await me. 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
有一些人被圣灵感动，已经预言了保罗，你这一次旅途会遇到很多的困难。
And some people who were moved by the Holy Spirit already told Paul that he would face many challenges on his journey.
还有患难。
And many tribulations.
那我们看保罗的心态是什么？
But we can observe Paul's attitude.
这个到二十四节。
In verse 24.
我只要能够走完我的路程，这个就是神定的，我要把它走完。然后我从神领受的职分的责任，我能够把它做完。那死了也没有关系啊。
Paul thinks that if he can finish his race with joy and the ministry which he received from the Lord Jesus, then it is okay if he passes away.
没有比生命更可贵的了。
There is nothing else that is more dear to him.
但是如果为着侍奉连生命都可以牺牲，哇，那没有比这个更忠心的。
But if you sacrifice your life to serve God, then there is nothing that can show your faith even more.
我最近在一个教会看到他的灵恩会有的出去度假，灵恩会要开始以前就回来了。
And I observed that some people, when they travel for vacation before ESSC, they arrived back before ESSC started.
灵恩会一结束，那天晚上就有人去度假。
And once ESSC ended, there were people who went on vacation.
看我真的也很感动啊。
And I was very touched by this.
能够度假，这个也是恩典啊。
To be able to go on vacation, this is a blessing.
但是在他的度假计划里面教会的工作这么重要。
But in their planning of their vacation, the church was so important to them.
所以灵恩会一定要回来。那如果要去度假，灵恩会完才走。
And so, if they were going to be on vacation before ESSC, they would arrive before it started, or maybe leave right after it ended.
这个是最小的事情上在表明一个人的忠心。
And this is a way they display their faith in the smallest way.
那这个最小的事情上能够表明忠心，渐渐的我们就会被神验中来托付更大的事情。
And to be able to show your faith in such a small way, God will see this and will begin to give us even bigger responsibilities.
那中心的另外一个解释,
and there is another way to explain faithfulness.
我们常常在讨论圣工哦, 都会发现一个问题, 大家都很热心, 但是是照你的还是照我的?
In our servitude, sometimes we face the problem where everyone is very fervent, but we disagree on whether to follow your way or follow my way.
到最后应该就是怎么做对教会最好。
In the end, the decisions should come to be what is the best way to benefit the church.
那这个是大原则。
And this is the greatest principle.
那如果再讲清楚一点，就是用基督的心来侍奉神。
Or if we speak even more clearly, it is to serve God with the heart of Christ.
那这个叫做忠心，忠于主耶稣的心。
And this means that we are faithful to God's heart.
但这就不简单了。And
this is not easy.
这真的是要对主耶稣有很深入的认识。
In order to do this, we must have a very deep understanding of God.
比方说，主耶稣栽培彼得。
For example, when Jesus was cultivating Peter.
希望主耶稣升天以后，工作能够交托给彼得。
Jesus hoped that once after he ascended, he would be able to give his work to Peter.
跟十二个使徒。
As well as the 12 apostles.
那主耶稣告诉彼得，我要被钉十字架，要死，要三天复活。
And Jesus told Peter that he would die, he would be crucified, and he would die for 3 days and be resurrected.
那如果以我们人来想,
and if we think of this from a human perspective,
哇，我这个老师训练了一个这个门徒这么爱我。
This teacher who has trained me loves me so much.
我说我要被钉十字架，他说这个事情不会临到你。
When the teacher says that he would be crucified, the student said that this would not happen to you.
但是主耶稣他成为人，他是在侍奉天上的神。
But Jesus Christ, who became a human being, he was serving God.
他没有说彼得啊，你很爱我，感谢神。
He did not say, Peter, you love me, thank God.
他说撒旦退我后边去吧。
He said, Satan, go get behind me.
为什么会这样呢？
And why is this?
因为主耶稣的心就是神的心。
It is because the heart of Jesus was God's heart.
神的心，在他出生的时候就讲，他要来世界把人从罪里面救出来。
Before Jesus was born, God had already planned for him to enter into the world to save all mankind.
这是神的爱具体的显现。
And this is the physical appearance of God's love.
那彼得讲的跟神的心意不一样。
And what Peter had said was different from what God had wanted.
所以主耶稣没有感谢，说撒旦退我后边去吧。
So Jesus did not thank God. He told Satan to get behind him.
因此对神忠心，其实到最后就是讲有神的心，这样来侍奉神。
So to be faithful to God means to have God's heart when we serve him.
这个最重要，但这也最难。
This is the most important, yet it is the most difficult.
好，我们来看哥林多前书。Let
us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。1
Corinthians.
第二章。Chapter
2.
哥林多前书第二章。1
Corinthians chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
15节。
Verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
16节。
16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
这里讲属灵的人能够看透万事。
Here it says that he who is spiritual judges all things.
英文叫 judge, 属灵人对每一件事情有判断力。
And this means that everyone who is spiritual has the ability to judge.
那到底什么叫做属灵的人呢？
And so what does it mean by a spiritual being?
那我们到16节。
Let us look at verse 16.
但我们是有基督的心。
But we have the mind of Christ.
所以属灵人就是他有基督的心在里面。
So to be a spiritual person means to have the mind of Christ.
所以他是用基督的心在侍奉神。
So they use the mind of Christ to serve God.
好, 那这个叫做忠心。
And this is called faithfulness.
但这个是奥秘啊。
But this is a mystery.
哦, 所以, 服侍神很重要, 但是灵修也很重要。
So it is very important to serve God, but it is also very important to cultivate yourself.
哦, 因为我们灵修才能够, 啊, 渐渐去认识基督的心是什么。
Because when you are cultivating your faith, you will gradually become to know who God is.
那我们用基督的心来侍奉神。
And then we will be able to use the mind of Christ to serve God.
就好像主耶稣用神的心来侍奉神。
Just like Jesus used the mind of Christ to serve God.
那这个侍奉一定会有一个结论，结论很重要。
This servitude will always have a conclusion, and this conclusion is very important.
如果我们侍奉到最后, 主耶稣说, 我不认识你, 你是谁?
If we serve until the end, and then God tells us that he does not know us,
啊, 我们跟主耶稣讲啊, 我不是奉你的门赶鬼奉你的名一遍吗?
Then we will ask God, oh, didn't we cast out demons in your name, and call out your, in your name?
哇, 那个侍奉哦, 看起来很热心, 到最后是白费的。
And our servitude may have seen like it was very fervent, but in the end it was all for nothing.
但是如果我们的侍奉到最后的结论跟主耶稣一样, 哇, 那很感谢神。
But if at the end of our servitude we become almost like Christ, then this will be very perfect.
好, 我们看约翰福音17章。
Let us turn to John chapter 11.
好, 约翰福音17章。
John chapter 11. Oh, 17.
对, 对, 对。 约翰福音17章
John chapter 17
第四节
Verse 4 I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
第五节
Verse 5 And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
这个第四节说 我在地上已经荣耀了你
Verse 4 says that I have glorified you on the earth.
这个是分离的祷告。
And this is the prayer of, this was God, Jesus' prayer before he parted.
好, 那这个祷告完, 就进入他生命的最后一个阶段。
And after this prayer, he entered into the last phase of his life.
好, 那他的结论是, 我在地上荣耀了你。
And his conclusion was that I have glorified you
那,
on earth.
你托付我的事, 我已经完成了。
And all that you have entrusted in me, I have accomplished.
哦, 这个叫忠心啊。
And this is called faithfulness.
哦, 神的托付, 神的心意, 他都把它做出来。
All that God wanted and all that God gave him, he had acted out.
哦, 那如果这样, 神得到荣耀, 那往前看, 看到什么?
And because of this glory, what did he see when he looked before him?
哦, 求你使我同你同享荣耀。
Glorify your son that your son may also glorify you.
啊, 第五节, 啊,
verse 5. Glorify me together with yourself.
啊, 就是要去天国得荣耀。
Which means that you will receive glory in heaven.
啊, 所以, 啊, 我们在侍奉的过程需要不断地认识基督。
So in our journey of faith, we must continue to get to understand God.
啊, 甚至保罗也有这样的结论。
And even Paul had the same conclusion.
好,我们看提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
这是保罗写的最后一卷书。
This is the last book that Paul had wrote.
那他往前看,他的生命要结束,他往前看,看到什么?
And right when his life was about to end, what did he see in the future?
我们先看第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
哥林后书4章7节。
Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
提摩太后书4章7节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
第八节。
Verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day.
美好的。
And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
第七节在讲他的侍奉。
In verse 7, he speaks of his servitude
他的信仰,
and his faith.
啊, 这真的是对神忠心啊,
and he truly was faithful to God.
第八节,
verse 8,
有忠义的冠冕为我存留,
There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
按着公义审判的主到那日，我要面对审判，而且审判完我会得到那个冠冕。
And he knows that he will face the judge, and after that he will receive the crown.
但是这不但是赐给我，也是给凡爱慕他显现的人。
But not only to him, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以我们是管家呀，我们在教会侍奉我们要对神的心忠心。
So as stewards in the church, we must be faithful to God.
那要忠心我们当然要在道理上不断去认识神。
And in order to be faithful, of course, we must continue to know to understand God through His Word.
有两个很大的困难我们要克服。
And there are two challenges that we must overcome.
好，我们现在回来看哥林多前书第二章。
Let us turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书的第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
这里讲，属血气的人不领会神的事。
Here it says that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God.
反倒以为愚拙。
For they are foolishness to him.
这个英文叫 natural man, 属血气。什么叫属血气的？
So what does it mean to be a natural man?
属血气就是父母生我们，我们带有肉体，这个叫属血气。
To be natural means that our parents have given birth to us and we are able to breathe and we are natural.
那这个属血气有可能他在地上很聪明。
And perhaps this this natural man is very smart on earth.
书读得很好。
They are able to study well.
知识很丰富。
And they are very knowledgeable.
可能能力很强。
Perhaps they have great strength.
但是这个不等于他对神的事情有了解。
But this does not mean that they understand God's word.
为什么？
Why?
如果我们回来看哥林多前书的第二章。
If we look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十一节。
Verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God.
十二节。
12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
好，这个地方讲人里头的灵来明白人的事情。
Here it says that what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?
没有只有神的灵，人才能够了解神的事情。
And no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
所以一个属血气的人要来侍奉神，需要经历一段属灵的更新。
So for a natural man to know God, he must undergo a spiritual renewal.
第一个就是要先求圣灵。
And the first thing he must do is to ask for the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵帮助我们了解神的事情。
Because the Holy Spirit will help us understand the things of God.
那神的事情在哪里？
And where are the things of God?
神的事情都写在圣经啊。
All the things of God are written in the Bible.
还有我们在生活当中的体验啊。
And all the experiences we have in our lives.
所以我们不断的祷告，不断的去读圣经。
So we must continue to pray and read the Bible.
那不断的祷告，从我们生活的经历去思想神。
And continue to pray, and through our life's experiences, we must think of God.
渐渐的，我们就认识的神的心意是什么。
And gradually, we will come to know what God's how God thinks and His thoughts.
所以这个需要有一段过程啊。
And this requires a process.
所以为什么我们现在说，要做宗教教育教员，当负责人要三年
？So why do we say that? In order to first become a RE teacher and then a council member, there must be 3 years.
那个三是从哪里来？
Where does that 3 years come from?
主耶稣说，你来跟从我。
Jesus said, come follow me.
我要让你得人如得鱼。
I will make you fishers of men.
那升天之前。
Before he ascended.
说去往普天下传福音。
He said, go, preach the gospel.
这个来去之间就是三年。
And Between these two events, there were 3 years.
那这个三年就是天天跟主耶稣在一起。
And within these 3 years, we must be with Jesus every day.
听主耶稣讲道。
To listen to Jesus preach.
看主耶稣行神迹。
And watch Jesus perform miracles.
跟主耶稣生活在一起。
And to live with Jesus Christ.
这样来不断来认识他。
And you just continue to get to know Christ.
所以。 我们人要有基督的心，需要不断地在圣灵的带领之下，这样一直在越来越深入去认识他。
And for us to have the mind of Christ, we must continue to pursue after knowing Him more deeply.
这是第一个我们要努力的。
And this is the first thing that we must strive for.
好，那我们现在再回来看 哥林多前书的第三章。
And now let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
第二节。
Verse 2, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able.
第三节。
Verse 3, for you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?
这个地方讲, 你们是婴孩。
Here it says that you are babies.
我不能把你们当作属灵的。
And I cannot treat you as spiritual people.
婴孩就是还没有成熟。
And babies are beings that have not matured.
第四节。
In verse 4. For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal?
所以如果我们的侍奉在教会产生了纷争。
So if in our servitude we create divisions in the church,
变成我属保罗，我属亚波罗,
then and you say that I am of Paul or I am of Apollos,
这个很可能我们需要再冷静来想想看。
It is very likely that we must calm ourselves down and think.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个第三节说你们仍属肉体。
Because here it says that you are carnal.
英文叫 carnal, 那如果我们去查考 carnal 这个字就含有罪性的意思。
And carnal holds a very a definition that implies sinfulness.
我们带有肉体就带有罪性。
And if we are carnal, then we will have sin.
所以因为有罪性，所以虽然有时候我们知道主要我们怎么做，我们就是。 不愿意做或者做不出来。
So because of the sinful nature, even though we know that something is the right thing to do, we may be unable to.
那人罪性的第一条就是人都以自我为中心在想事情。
And the first part of having a sinful nature is that everything we want to do, we want to do for ourselves.
就是自私。
Which is selfishness.
所以如果人以自我中心这样来做圣工。
So if everyone is the focus of themselves and we bring this mentality to our servitude, then I will have my own way of thinking and you will have your own way. And we will not treat Christ as the center. And our servitude will not be able to bring unity in the church.
那这个罪性，这个属肉体也就是要靠着圣灵的更新变化。
And this carnality or sinfulness requires a spiritual renewal.
所以脱离从情欲的败坏。
To be able to escape the corrupt of flesh.
然后能够跟神的性情有份。
And to be able to take part in the divine nature of God.
然后圣灵又带领我们进入对神更深入的认识。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us into a deeper understanding of God.
我们有基督的心。
And we will have the mind of Christ.
这样的侍奉就是忠心了。
And this type of servitude is faithful.
这样的侍奉就能够荣耀神。
And with this type of servitude, we will be able to glorify.
侍奉的果效就是我们能够去见到神的荣耀，得神给我们的赏赐。
And after serving God, we will be able to see God's glory and receive His blessings.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
497，几首？
七，497。 497。